It's time for the high school baseball game of the week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good morning, everybody, from Newton High School in Pleasant Hill, Ohio. We welcome you to the High School Game of the Week, the season premiere. It's doubleheader day as the Botkins Trojans will take on the Newton Indians from Newton High School. Beautiful ballpark here, lighted. They got turf infield and grass outfield, so you don't see that too often, but it works. And they do host some playoff games here. And so nice field. Botkin comes in with a record of 0-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League and 0-3 overall. They've lost three in a row. The Newton Indians, they are 3-1 overall. They've won three in a row, and all those games were played down in Florida. So, no, they were supposed to play on Thursday. Both those games were postponed. Newton was at Tri-Village and Botkins was over at Fairlawn. So we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Newton High School, Botkins out there taking infield as we speak. Here's the starting lineup for the Newton Indians. Leading off and playing first base will be Rhett Copper. Batting second at shortstop is Cole Alexander. Batting third, the pitcher, Austin Tippy. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brady Downing. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Brady Wackler. Batting sixth, the center fielder, is Ty Schauer. Batting eighth, the catcher, is Will Bowser. Batting ninth, the designated hitter, is Carson resides, and batting ninth, the right fielder is Rutledge Gray. Once again for Newton, Cofer at first, Alexander at short, Tippy on the mound. Downing at third, Wackler at left, Schauer in center, Bowser behind the dish, resides the DH, and Gray on the mound. We have yet to get the Botkins lineup. Get them here shortly, I would assume. Other games today in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna is at West Liberty Salem. Jackson Center is at Layman Catholic. And St. Henry in the Midwest Athletic Conference is hosting a showcase. And Rushi is taking on St. Henry in game one, and then Marion Local in game two. Other games in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Tri-Village is at Trotwood Madison for a doubleheader. Greenville is at Bradford, also a doubleheader. Arcanum is at Fort Laramie for a doubleheader. The rest are all single games, as far as I know. Fort Laramie is at, Fort Recovery is at Ansonia. National Trail is at Fairlawn. Tri-County North is at Twin Valley South. Preble Shawnee is at Fenwick. And Yellow Springs is at Franklin Monroe. So we're going to take another break and be back with more high school baseball action right after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week, doubleheader edition today here on Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here, at Newton High School, we are getting set for action as the Newton Indians are ready to take the field. And there they go, out onto the field as they are going to set up for the national anthem. Austin Tippy on the mound, making his second start of the year, his second appearance. He's 1-0 on the year, pitched 5 1/3 innings. Given up 5 hits, no runs. He's walked 5 and struck out 5.
Please stand and remove your hat as we
are. Now our national anthem.
Play of the national anthem.
Thank you.
National anthem here at Newton High School as the Indians and Trojans get set for action here at the ballpark. And we will have to figure out the Botkins
lineup for the Indians today. Leading off, playing first base, number 4, Rhett Cooper. Batting second, number 11, the shortstop, Cole Alexander. Batting third and pitching, number 18, Austin Tippy.
Once again, Tippy making his second start, second appearance of the year.
Batting fifth, the left fielder, number
25, Brady. 1-0 on the year, pitched 5 innings, given up 5 hits, no runs, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts.
Batting seventh, number 20, Will Bowser. Batting eighth, number 22, the DH, Carson Resides. Batting ninth, the right fielder, number 13, Ridge Gray. Starting at second base today, number 33, Bronson Bancool. The Indians are coached by Tyke Swank, Chip Fisher, Eric Schindler, and head coach Jordan Collins.
So here we go, as leading it off. Looks like it's going to be number 21, starting it off as Lenhart. So, defensively for the Indians, it goes like this. Cofer at first, Van Cullen at second. Alexander at short, Downing at third. Wackler, Schauer, and Gray from left to right in the outfield. Bowser behind the plate, Tippy on the mound for the Newton Indians. They are dressed in their red jerseys with black numbers, white pants. The Botkins Trojans in their black jerseys with black numbers and yellow trim. So, here we go as the Indians meet in the middle of the diamond on the bump, and now here we go. Leading off will be Hunter Lenhart, batting 250. No home runs and no runs batted in. So Lenhart, batting left-handed, will stand in. There's a windup in the pitch by Tippy, and we are underway. It goes behind him, and he didn't like it too well. So, game time temperature here at... There's a foul back, 1-1 to count. The... Internet may be a little bit of a problem today, so bear with us. Here's a windup in a 1-1 pitch, and that hits him. So the first pitch, or the first hitter, is hit by a pitch, and that's got to hurt. So here we go. It's the umpire out there standing between the pitcher and the runner. So, going to bring up Corey Koenig.
The batter, the shortstop, number 8C, Koenig.
Shortstop is Koenig. Tippy going from the windup, and he fires over to first, but the runner gets back safe. So Hunter Lindhart was hit by pitch. Next pitch is in there for called strike one. No balls and a strike. Tippy staring over at first base. Now he sets and delivers. Runner goes, and safely into second base goes Lindhart on a stolen base. Lindhart's second stolen base of the year. Here's a stretch by Tippy. Looks back at second. Now he rocks and fires outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. One out, or nobody out here in the top half of the first inning between Botkins and Newton. Here's a stretch by Tippy, and he delivers the 2-1, and it's outside for ball three, 3-1. Outfield in for Koenig. Here's the pitch. It's in there for called strike one, or strike two. Full count. And here's a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. So the first strike out of the game goes to Koenig, Corey Koenig, and that'll bring up Fry, Levi Fry,
the catcher.
Catcher. Levi Fry batting 125. No home runs and run batted in. Tippy delivers. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. On deck, Schuler. This is in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike, the count to Levi Fry, the catcher. Throw back to second and runner back safely. Tippy rocks and fires. Pitches outside for ball. 2-1 to count. Wind blowing out. Game time temperature is 43 degrees. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one down here in the top half of the first inning. They play seven. Doubleheader action here today. Strike three. So two strikeouts now for Tippy. And that'll bring up Elijah Schuler.
The batter, first baseman, number 14, Schuler.
Schuler batting 285 with no home runs and a run batted in. There's a windup and a pitch. Ground ball, third base side, or pop up third base side, and just foul. Tippy sets and looks back at second base, trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. Curve breaking pitch went over. No balls and two strikes with two out and runner at second base. Lindhart was hit by a pitch and it's been out there ever since. Here's a pitch by Tippy. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side. That's going to do it for the Watkins here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left, and at the end of half inning, it's Watkins nothing and Newton coming to play.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Yeah, back here at Newton High School, we are getting set for the home half of the first inning. It'll be Coper, Alexander, and Tippy going for the Indians here in inning number one. Carson Steinke is on the mound for the Trojans. Don't have any pitching stats for them.
Leading off for the Indians, the first baseman, number four, Rhett Cooper.
So Rhett Cooper will step to the plate. Cooper batting .462 with no home runs, two runs batted in. Which is in there for a called strike one. The ball's in the strike to the leadoff hitter for the Newton Indians. Center fielder shaded well to the right of second base. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. No balls and two strikes. Steinke rocks and fires. Ground ball off the foot of the hitter, Cooper, and it goes foul anyway. So count stays, no balls and two strikes with nobody out here in the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Here's the pitch, way up high. Ball one. One ball and two strikes. There's the windup in the pitch. Fly ball right side. That is going to get out of play. Over by the Botkins bus. A ball and two strikes. The leadoff hitter in Rhett Cooper, the first baseman. Steinke getting a sign from his catcher, Fry. There's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. This is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Right fielder guarding the line down out there and right. I mean, he's probably about maybe 20 feet, if that. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike three. Ball gets away from Fry. He's going to fire down to first. Got him. So a strikeout by Cooper, and that'll bring up Cole Alexander. Alexander batting .167 with no home runs, two runs batted in. That's a triple toes name, though.
Cole Alexander.
It's So Alexander steps in with one down here in the first inning. Here's a windup in the pitch and a ground fly ball out towards right or left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So the first hit of the game goes to Cole Alexander. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Austin Tippy.
That completes the pitcher, number 18, Austin Tippy.
Tippy batting .667 with no home runs and six runs batted in. He's got two doubles and a triple. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Steinke. And a swing and a miss, strike one, and a foul tip. No balls and a strike. One down here in the bottom of the first. Here's a stretch by Steinke, and he delivers. Runner goes, foul back into the screen. Softball going on at the same time. The Newton Indians are taking on the Troy Christian Eagles. Why did Diamonds hump both? Don't see a lot of that in high school baseball. Throw over to first. Runner back safely. Now outfield straight away, the right fielder, Lyle, is still close to the line, but he's further towards right center. Here's a pitch that ball gets passed or is fumbled by the catcher, Fry, and Alexander is going to be credited with a stolen base. His second of the year. A ball and two strikes to count to Austin Tippy. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center field. Center fielder has it. And here comes the runner over to third and throw to third. Not in time. So Tippy gets a sack fly out towards right, or out towards center, and sends Alexander over to third. And that'll bring up Brady Downing.
Brady Downing.
Downing batting .273 with no home runs, three runs batted in. Batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Two down here in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Steinke sets and delivers a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to count. Two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Alexander singled. Now he's over third. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side. Foul territory. Right fielder is going to run out of room. Or couldn't catch up to it. Him and the first baseman that fell right between them. Two balls, two strikes, the count with two down. Glad you can join us on this Saturday. It's a gorgeous day. A few clouds in the sky, but there's nothing to worry about. Here's a stretch and the pitch by Steinke and a foul back into the screen. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Two to the count. Steinke staring in at his catcher Fry. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. And the dirt for a ball. 3-2 now. Here's a stretch by Steinke. And fires. Another foul back into the screen.
Count remains 3-2. So Stanky will stare in that fry and get the sign, and he'll check the runner over at third base. And Alexander, here's the pitch. Pop up out towards center field, and hurrying in is the center fielder, and he's got it, and that's going to do it for the Indians here in the first. No runs on the hit. No errors, a runner left, and at the end of one inning, it's the Indians nothing and the Trojans nothing. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Newton High School, we head to the second inning. Leading it off will be J.J. Meyer. First pitch is in there for a called strike. He'll be followed by Phil Hall and Carson Stanky. Pitches in there for called strike two. One ball and two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He's got four strikeouts now. All in a row. That'll bring up Phil Hall.
Number one, Hall.
Hall is 0-for-7 on the year. He struck out four times. Swing and a miss, strike one. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes to count. Tippy hit his first batter in Lenhart, and he struck out the last four outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. Stanky on deck. Called strike three. Another strikeout. Five strikeouts now for Tippy.
The batter, pitcher number 34, Stanky.
That'll bring up Carson Stanky. Stanky batting 166. No home runs, no runs batted in. There's the windup and the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Tippy delivers. Fly ball hitting out towards right. Right there is Gray, and he's got it, and that's going to set the Trojans down. One, two, three.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of inning and a half, it's the Trojans nothing and the Indians nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week doubleheader edition here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the bottom of the second inning we go. It'll be Wackler, Schauer, and Bowser due up for the Newton Indians, playing their first home game of the year. So here we go. Stepping in will be Wackler. Wackler batting .273 with no home runs, three runs batted in. He's walked twice and struck out four times. There's a pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors for Botkins. No runs, a hit, and no errors for the Newton Indians. Wackler, right-hander, steps in. Here's the pitch by Steinke, and a ground ball to the third baseman. Over to first. Got it. They bring up Ty Schauer. Schauer does not have an average. He is 0 for 8 on the year, but he scored a couple of runs. He's walked twice and struck out four times. Left hand will stand in. He's the center fielder. Schauer. She's in there, misses for a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Outfield straight, shaded to the right. Here's the pitch. And a pop up left side. In foul territory, but it's not going to be caught. Count goes one ball and one strike. On deck is Will Bronson, or Bowser. Bright sunny day here at the ballpark. A little cool, but at least it's not freezing. Here's the windup and a pitch by Steinke. Inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. One down here in the bottom of the second inning. Steinke staring in at Gray. Now he delivers. Or Fry, I'm sorry. Here's grounded a ball to the second baseman. Over to first, two down. That'll bring up Will Bowser. Bowser stepping in.
At the plate, the catcher, number 20, Will Bowser.
Batting .333 with no home runs, a run batted in. A couple of strikeouts. He has he's walked once and struck out twice. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Outfield back a little bit for Bowser. Resides on deck. Here's a pitch. Misses down in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Mm-hmm.
Fry gives him the sign. Here's the pitch. Hide inside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Rich Gray on deck. Or no, resides on deck. Here's a ground ball up middle, base hit. Bowser gets the second hit of the game for the Tribe. And that'll bring up Carson Resides. Resides batting 417 with no home runs and three runs batted in. He is 5 of 12 on the year and has scored three times. So Resides the DH here in game number one. With the pitch outside. Bowser has yet to steal a base this year. Over the first, runner back safely. Turf infield, grass outfield here at Newton High School. Dimensions look pretty much like they do at Dayton. Here's a throw down to second, and they got him. Billy did. The ball got away from the second baseman. So the stolen base for Bowser is first of the year. One ball, one strike, the count to Resides on deck, Ridge Gray. Steinke staring in. Now look back at second base. Now he'll go from the stretch. There's a 1-1 pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Two down here in the second. No score here in the bottom of the second. Newton has the only base hit of the game. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. 3-1 the count. Steinke staring in at Fry, getting the sign. Now he sets and looks back at second base and fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. Three balls and two strikes, two down. Wind blowing, looks like it's blowing out towards the right. Here's a stretch and the payoff pitch. Up high, ball four. First walk issued by Steinke. Then bring up Rich Gray.
Plays the right fielder, number 13, Rich
Gray. Gray batting 200 with no home runs, two runs batted in. He struck out twice. He's 2-for-10 on the year. Still young. You're still very, very young. Here's the pitch. Bunt now, nice bunt down the third base side, and it's going to go roll just foul before it got to the bag. Nice bunt, though. No balls in the strike, but two out here in inning number two from Newton High School in Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Starting to cloud up just a little bit. Ground ball to the third baseman, and it's not going to get there. Runner is safe. Bases are now loaded. So Gray is going to get a base hit off that one, I believe. That'll bring up the top of the order, Rhett Kofler. Kofler struck out and was thrown out 2-3. Pitches in there for called strike one to Kofler. Second hit of the game for the Flyers, or for the Indians. There's a stretch by Steinke. Bases loaded to two down. Here's a pitch up high for ball two. Or ball one. One ball, one strike, the count. Steinke staring in at Fry. Runners get their leads. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count with two down. Steinke trying to get out of this inning unscathed as he sets and looks, checks his runners. Now he rocks and fires. Fly ball left side. That's going to get out of play. Steinke staring in. Pitches inside for a ball. Steinke staring in. Now he sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays. Two balls and two strikes. Steinke staring in. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Nice play by the first base coach. Give him a gold glove. I always like to give the coaches a little bit of love in there every once in a while. Runners getting their leads at the bases. Bowser at third. Here's the pitch. Throw down. They got the runner at first base picked off. Here comes the run home, and he scores. Everybody's safe. Now that they throw the ball out into center, out in the left field, here comes the throw into third, and he is out. He didn't even make it to third, but two runs come in there. So the one error, and that would be on the second baseman. So two runs on two hits. There was one error. And nobody left on. At the end of two, it is the Newton Indians 2 and the Botkins Trojans nothing. Back after this.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Quinn Caney coming up to the plate. Playing second base. Takes first pitch in there for called strike one.
Pitch it in there for called strike two. No balls, two strikes to leadoff hitter here in the third inning. 2-0 is our score, leading it. They come in at 3-1 on the year. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Botkins out of the Shelby County Athletic League. There's a windup in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another strikeout for Tippy, and that's his sixth. That'll bring up Milk. Here's the pitch. It's Cooper, Bill Cooper, standing in. Cooper
at the plate, the DH number three, Cooper.
Cooper does not have a hit. As a matter of fact, he does not have an official at bat this year. DHing here in game number one. Here's the pitch. Grounded to the shortstop. Picking up is Alexander, firing over to first. Nice scoop by Cooper. And there's two down. That'll bring up the top of the order in Hunter Lenhardt.
The batter, center fielder, number 21, Lenhardt.
So Lenhardt was hit by a pitch. He's been the only runner for the four Botkins. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Corey Koenig on deck. There's a windup and a pitch. Got the outside corner for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Tippy on his game tonight, or today. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back. Here's a windup by Tippy, and he delivers. Check swing did not go. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Two out here in the top half of the third inning. Newton leading it 2-0. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Two balls and two strikes. Nice little complex they got here. They got a softball field right behind us. Soccer field. Pitch down low. Ball three. 3-2 the count. Soccer field across the way. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So Lenhart's been on twice now. That'll bring up Corey Koenig, who struck out his first time up swinging.
At the plate, the shortstop, number eight, Koenig.
Koenig standing in. He struck out his first time up. Here's the pitch by Tippy. Inside for a ball. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third baseman's going to pick it up. Fire over to first. Got him. Inning over. No runs on no hits. No errors. A runner left on. And at the end of two and a half, it's the Indians of Newton High School 2 and the Botkins Trojans 0. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
2-0 is our score as we play here in inning number 3, the bottom of the third inning. It will be the top of the order, Coper, Alexander, and Tippy due up for Newton here in inning number 3. No runs, no hits, and an error for Botkins. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Newton. Defensively for the Botkins Trojans goes like this. Shuler at first, Quinn Kaling at second, Corey Kaling at short, Hall at third, Meyer, Lenhart, and Lyle left to right. Fry behind the plate, Steike on the mound for the Trojans. So Coper will come in. He struck out his first time up. Coper was at the plate when the fireworks happened, and they skipped 2 runs and the third out. Here's a windup and a pitch by Steinke. Pop up out towards center field. Lenhart coming underneath and has it, one down. Going to ring up Cole Alexander. Alexander singled out to right or left field his first time up.
At the plate, the shortstop.
Also has a stolen base. He was stranded a third in the first inning. Steinke on the mound. He rocks and fires the first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. To Cole Alexander, the shortstop. Wind blowing out from left to right now. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Game 2 will be about 20 to 30 minutes after this one's over with. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pop up, staying in play, and it's going to be, the catcher couldn't find it. And a false foul. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. To Cole Alexander. Austin Tippy on deck. Umpires are here in game 1. Brian Kramer and Brian Kirby. They'll be our umpires in game 2 also. Pitches a ball, 2 balls and 2 strikes, and 1 down here in the 3rd. Steinke staring in. Now he rocks and fires. Now 5 for ball 3. 3-2. One down here in the bottom half of the 3rd inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Grounder to the 3rd baseman. Hall picks it up, fires over to 1st. Got him. So 2 down. That'll bring up Austin Tippy. There's a sack fly out in the 1st.
Indian batter, the pitcher number 18, Austin Tippy.
We'll be back at it again on Tuesday as the Akron Zips come calling to take on the Dayton Flyers. First pitch at 3 o'clock. Join us right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. Here's the windup and a pitch by Steinke and a pop-up right side. First baseman Schuler has it, and that's going to do it for the Indians after 3. It's now 2-0. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. End of 3, 2-0 Indians. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Newton High School, we'd like to hear from you. You can hear get on our Facebook page, Gem City Sports Network. Let us know how we're doing. We've been doing this for 12 years, and I love it every minute of it. We've done Dayton Flyer baseball, Central State Marauders football, basketball. We've done tons of high schools, football, basketball, baseball, soccer, lacrosse, hockey, a little bit of everything. And we want to keep on doing it. If you know anybody that would like to advertise, have them give me a call at 937-397-0204. Always looking for advertisers. It'll be Fry, Schuler, and Meyer due up here in the fourth inning for the four Botkins. So Fry will step to the plate. He is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging in the first. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
At the plate, the catcher, number 11, Fry.
Six strikeouts for Austin Tippy here this afternoon, or this morning. Here's the ground ball. Second baseman. Nice job by the second baseman. Gets up, fires over to first. Not in time. Fry beats it out, but a nice job by the second baseman in Van Cullen. That'll bring up Elijah Schuler. Schuler struck out his first time. That's the first hit of the game for Botkins.
At the plate, first baseman number 14, Schuler.
Schuler stepping to the plate. Struck out ending the first inning. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Oh, and one to count. There's a stretch by Tippy. Goes over to first. Nice save by the first baseman in Cofer. Tippy delivers. End of for called strike. 0-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Throw down to first. Runner back safely. I think he got hit with the baseball as it popped up. So another strikeout. Fry, the catcher, down at first base, okay. That bring up J.J. Myers. He also struck out. Seven strikeouts now for
Tiffany. In this one. Left fielder, Meyer.
One down here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's a stretch by Tippy. Swing and a miss, strike one. Stretch and the pitch. Runner goes. He fired down to second and not in time. Stolen base for Fry. Fry's second stolen base of the year. As Tippy steps off the rubber and stepping to the plate is Meyer. He struck out leading off the second inning. There's a stretch and the pitch. Outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield in for Meyer. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the first baseman. Cofer, from taking himself, two down. That'll bring up Phil Hall. Hall struck out looking his first time up. Two down here in the
Top of the fourth inning. 2-0 is our score. 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Indians. No runs, a hit, and an error for the Trojans. Swing and a miss, strike one. Runner on at third base in Fry. See, went to third on the ground out. No balls and a strike. Two down here in the bottom of the top of the fourth. Which is in there for Colt. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Tippy staring in. Now he sets. Looks over at third base and delivers. Outside ball gets away from the catcher. And in comes Fry from third base. So it's now 2-1. On the wild pitch. So it's now 2-1. No balls and two strikes to count to Phil Hall. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul into the over to the first base side, just above the dugout. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes with 2 down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's the windup and the pitch by Tippy. Swing and a miss, strike three. He's got 8 strikeouts, and that's going to do it for the. That's going to do it for Botkins in the fourth. No runs on the hit. No errors and a runner left at the end of 3.5. It's the Indians of Newton High School 2 and the Trojan Botkins 1. We'll be back with more after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Coming up next week here on the Gem City Sports Network on Tuesday, there'll be college baseball as the University of Dayton Flyers host the Akron Zips. 3 o'clock will be the first pitch. 2:30 will be our airtime right here on radio1.gemcitysports.com. Then next weekend, George Mason comes calling and they will take on the Flyers. 3 o'clock on Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday, noon on Sunday. Have all those games for you here on radio1.gemcitysports.com. We are your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. So here we go. Newton, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Botkins, a run, a hit, and an error. As we move to the bottom half of the fourth inning, it'll be Downing, Wackler, and Shower due up for the Indians here in the fourth.
Indians batter.
Downing.
Third baseman number 3, Brady Downing.
Downing fly to center his first time up. Sun shining brightly here in Pleasant Hill. There's a windup and a pitch. Inside for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. 1-1 to count. Well, these games posted a little bit later on as we're having some internet difficulties cutting in and out, and it's knocking us off the air and then coming right back on. Foul back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. It's been doing that lately. I got a different computer. I don't know if it's that or what's going on. Ball and two strikes here in the top or bottom of the fourth inning. Downing stepping in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side. That's going to get out of play. Cal State 1-2. The leadoff hitter here in inning number four. Steinke staring in. Here's a windup and a pitch, and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Downing down swinging. That'll bring up Brady Wackler. Wackler grounded out to third. His first time up.
Brady Wackler.
This is the second strikeout for Steinke. First pitch. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch. Grounder. Past the third baseman. Down the left field line. As Wackler's going to stop at first base with the single. That hugged the line going down into left field. That'll be hit number four for Newton. And that'll bring up Ty Schauer. Schauer grounded out to second his first time up. And field in for double play. Drove to first. Downing back, or Wackler back safely. Will Bowser on deck. There's the pitch. Runner goes. They fire down to second, and it goes into center field. So Wackler has a stolen base. That's his first stolen base of the year. A ball and no strikes to count to Ty Schauer. Bride's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Tries to settle him down just a little bit. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network. Steinke staring at Schauer, batting left-handed. Here's a set, and he looks back at second base. Pitch is a little high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody warming up in the Botkins bullpen. Steinke staring in, looks back at second. Now he sets and delivers. Which is in there for called strike one. Two balls and a strike. So we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1. Newton leading it. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three. 3-2. Or 3-1. Outfield shaded to the right. For Schauer, here's the stretch. It looks back at second. Steinke delivers. Up high, ball four. That puts runners at first and second base. It's a second walk issued by Steinke.
At the plate, the catcher, number 20, Will Bowser.
So Bowser will come to the plate. He singled and scored the first run of the game for the Indians here in inning number two. Here's the pitch. Up high and outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And still in at double play depth, hoping for a ground out. One down here in the fourth inning. There's a stretch. Look back at second. Steinke delivers. He'll pop up back out of play. Look out. Just barely got over the netting. One ball, one strike. 2-1 at Newton leading it. Trying to win their fourth in a row. Here's the pitch. Called strike. They throw down to second. As Wackler has to dive head first back into the bag. A ball and two strikes to count to Will Bowser, the second base or the catcher. On deck, DH, and Carson resides. Here's the pitch by Steinke. Up high for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on here in the fourth. Steinke sets. He'll take a quick look back at second. Now he delivers up high for called strike three. Got it across the letters. So third strike out of the game for Steinke.
The batter, DH number 22, Carson Resides.
Carson Resides, who walked and scored the second run of the game for Newton, steps in with Rich Gray on deck. Here's a pitch, and swing and a miss, strike one, a hefty cut. The ball's no strike. The count to Carson Resides. There's a stretch. Steinke delivers. Outside for a ball. The ball gets away from Fry, but nobody going anywhere. Not a bad crowd here for this Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. There's a stretch by Steinke, and the pitch in the dirt. Ball gets away. Runner, it's not going anywhere. Two balls and a strike to count. Wind blowing from left to right. Temperature in the mid-40s right now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes now the count to Carson Resides. Steinke delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's going to do it. That's going to do it for Newton here in the
one hit, no errors. After four
in the fourth,
complete,
no runs, a hit, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of four complete here at Newton High School, it's the Indians 2 and the Trojans of Botkins 1 back after this.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. What do basketball?
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the fifth inning. Austin Tippy still out on the mound for the Indians. Botkins a run, a hit, and an error. Newton, two runs, four hits, and no errors. It'll be Steinke, Koenig, Quinn Koenig, and Bill Cooper due up here in inning number five for the Trojans, bottom of the order. Steinke, flied out to right, his first time up. There's a windup and a pitch by Tippy. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tippy getting his sign. Here's the windup and the 1-0. This is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the fifth inning. Newton leading at 2-1. Here's the windup and the pitch by Tippy. And there for called strike. Two balls and a strike. Tippy getting a sign from Bowser. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Tippy rocks and fires the 2-2. Foul back off the mask of the catcher. So the umpire's going to let him clear the cobwebs and coach is going to come out and talk to him. Make sure he's okay. Two to one is our score. Newton leading it here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch by Tippy. Foul back out of play. Got the field house. Count stays 2-2. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Steinke goes down and 8 strikeouts now for Tippy. And that'll bring up Quinn Koenig. He was one of the 8 strikeouts. He struck out in the third, swinging. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Cooper on deck. Here's the windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. One down here in inning number 5. High schools, they played just 7. Here's a windup by Tippy and the pitch. They never called strike three. It's another strikeout, number 9 for Tippy. And that'll bring up Cooper, who grounded out to short his first time up in the third. There's a windup and a pitch. Line drive into the screen above the first base dugout. Umpire going over picking it up. Here's the windup by Tippy and the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards short. Underneath it is Alexander, and that's going to do it for the Trojans. No runs, no hits, no errors, no way left. And at the end of 4.5, it's the Indians 2 and the Trojans 1.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
We've been at this for 12 years, and we have not charged a dime or a penny. So we love doing it. We love bringing it to you here on the Gem City Sports Network. Our thing is, we do schools and organizations that don't get a lot of loving in the Dayton media, which is a lot of them, because Dayton media just isn't like it was before. So here we go. Leading it off will be Ridge Gray. Gray singled his first time up. Pop up out play. 0-1 the count. Two runs, four hits, and no errors for Newton. A run, a hit, and an error for Botkins.
Here's a windup in the pitch.
Pop up going out towards left field. Left fielder coming in. Now he loses it and can't catch up to it. So a base hit by Gray. Fifth hit of the inning for the fifth hit of the game for the Indians, as the left fielder Meyer just could not. He thought the shortstop was coming out. Meyer was coming in, and the ball's between them. Here's the pitch, a bunt, and it's going to be. Everybody's going to be safe. A bunt single for Cofer. So, runners at first and second with nobody out. Gray's at second, Cofer at first, and that'll bring up Cole Alexander, who singled in the first inning. He's 1-for-2. So, two hits in this inning for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Snikey might be getting a little tired. Looks back at second base. Now he sets, looks back again. Fires. Foul back out of play. The ball's two strikes. Nobody out, two on. Here in inning number five. They're going to give the pitcher an error at that. Not a single. Ball and two strikes to count to Cole Alexander. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch up high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Runners at first and second. Gray at second. Cofer at first. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards center field. That's going to get down. Here comes Gray. He's going to round third. He's going to come into home. Throw's going to go to third. And taking advantage of that is Alexander. He's going to go to second on the throw. So base hit for Alexander, and an RBI knocks in Gray, and that makes it now 3-1. So now we're going to have a visit to the mound. Todd Johnson going to the mound for the Trojans. Meeting breaks up.
At the plate, the pitcher, number 18, Austin Tippy.
So Austin Tippy will come to the plate. Nobody out here in inning number five. Tippy on today is 0-for-1 with a sack. Sack fly out towards left center. Takes the first pitch down low and outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Runners at second and third. Cofer at third. Alexander at second. One run in here in the fifth. Steinke delivers. Foul back out of play. And onto the roof of the... One ball, one strike, the count to Austin Tippy, the pitcher. Here's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Inside for ball, 2-1. Tippy coming into this game had 5 strikeouts and 5 walks. He has now 9 strikeouts. 2-1 to count. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So here we go. Steinke sets and delivers. Fly ball out towards center field. That's going to get down. That's going to go for extra bases. Here comes Kofor in to score. Here comes Alexander in to score. Tippy's going to round third. He's going to come into third with a triple. Tippy, his 7th and 8th RBI, his first or second triple of the year. So it's now 5-1. So nobody out. With Tippy standing at third base, Brady Downing will come to the plate. He's 0-2. There's a stretch by Steinke. He's getting pounded here in the 5th. Here's a fly ball out towards left. Coming back in, and the catcher or the shortstop, Koenig's going to grab it. That'll bring up Brady Wackler. Wackler singled his last time up. It went right down the line in left field, and he was stranded at second base. He is 1-2. He had a stolen base also. 5-7-0 for the Indians. 1-1-2 for the Trojans. There's a stretch and the pitch. Line drive out towards center. That's coming in, and center fielder Lenhardt has it. He fires home, and coming in to score is Tippy. That makes it now 6-1. Sack fly works. So 4 runs there in this inning for the Trojans, or for the Indians. And that'll bring up Ty Schauer.
Batter number 1, center fielder Ty Schauer.
Schauer is 0-1, with grounded out to second baseman and then walked. There's a windup and a pitch by Steinke. Up high for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Game 2 will be shortly after this one. There's a windup and a pitch. And a dirt for a ball. Game just about a little over an hour and 15 minutes old. There's a windup and a 2-0. In there for called strike. 2 balls and a strike. Six to one is our score. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball, 3-1. Lenhardt way over in right center field, and the right fielder Lyle is way over in right field. There's a huge gap. Fly ball left side. Coming over is the catcher, and the third baseman falls right between them. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the 5th inning. 6-1 is our score. There's a windup and a pitch by Steinke. Grounder. This time to the second baseman. Nice job by the second baseman. He stopped it from going into right field. Shower is on with a base hit. So that'll bring up Will Bowser. Bowser is 1-2. He singled and scored in the second. He also has a stolen base. He struck out looking. in the fourth. So the eighth man to come to the plate here in inning number five for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. And it's going to be in there with the stolen base. The ball got past the catcher. One ball and no strikes to count. Will Bowser with resides coming up next. Two down here in the fifth. Four runs in. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into left field. Here comes Sauer. Shower. And they fire down to second base. They had Shower. So Shower scores. That makes it now 7-1. Bowser gets a base hit. He's at second base. He goes to second on the throw. So the throw in from Meyer to Fry. Fry automatically just goes to second base. He could have had Shower at home at the plate. So that'll bring up Will Bowser or Carson resides. He is 0-1. So coming in.
Who's running for the Indians? Number 21, Evanston Hemphill.
Hemphill now right running in, running for Bowser at second base. So Hemphill went wearing number 21 now. So 7-1 is our score. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They've done fired up the grill, didn't they?
Yeah.
There's a fire. Down the, boy, that grill got me all wound out, all bent out of shape here. One ball, one strike with two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So five runs here in this inning. Here's a pop-up out towards right. Coming in as the right fielder. He's got it, and that's going to do it for the Indians. But they bat around, getting five runs on five hits. It was an error. And a runner left, or two runners left on. Make it one runner left on. At the end of five complete, it's the Indians 7 and the Trojans 1. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to High School Game of the Week, doubleheader edition on Saturday from the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Coming up on Tuesday here on the Gem City Sports Network, it'll be Flyer Baseball as they host the Akron Zips. First pitch is at 3 o'clock. We'll be on air at 2:30 with the coach's interview along with a player profile right here on the Gem City Sports Network. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Patriots of George Mason comes calling. Take on the Flyers. 3 o'clock first pitch on Friday. Saturday is at 1, Sunday at noon. So we move to the top half of the sixth inning, and it is it'll be the top of the order in Hunter Leinhart, or Lenhart, then Corey Canning and Levi Fry up for the Trojans out of the Shelby County Athletic League.
At the plate, the center fielder, number 20.
Lenhart will come to the plate. He is 0-4. He has not an official bat. He's been hit
and walked. Here's the pitch by Tippy. That thing is right below us. I think that grill is right below us. Here's the pitch and a ground ball to the first baseman. Nice stop by the first baseman. He's not going to be able to get it. And that's going to be a base hit for Linehart. Nice job by the first baseman, Kofer. Second of the game for the Trojans, and that'll bring up Levi Fry. Fry's got the other hit of the game for the Trojans. He singled in the fourth inning. He's also struck out. He scored the only run of the game for Botkins. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here's a stretch by Tippy. And runner goes. They fire down to second and not in time. They did call him out. There's no argument. So one down. Two balls and no strikes to count. To Corey Koenig. 0 for 2. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. He bobbles it, and he's going to hold on to it. That's going to be an error on the third baseman. So that puts Koenig at first base, and Levi Fry will come to the plate. Fry is 1 for 2. He singled and scored the only run in the fourth.
The batter, the catcher, number 11, Fry.
Seven runs, nine hits, and an error for Newton. A run, two hits, two errors for Botkins. Runner goes. They throw down to second, and they did not get him. The ball was knocked out of his hand, out of the shortstop's hands. So 1-0 the count to Fry with Shuler on deck. There's a stretch by Tippy. Looks back at second base. Nobody in close to him. Here's the pitch. Down low and in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. It's game one of our doubleheader. Game two coming up about 20 minutes after this one's over with. Here's the pitch. High and outside for ball two, or ball three. 3-0 the count. Three balls, no strikes, one down here in inning number six with a runner standing at second base. Tippy steps off the rubber, takes the throw back to second. Here's a stretch by Tippy, and he fires. Up high for ball. Ball four. He walks him. Second walk issued by Tippy. That'll bring up Elijah Shuler. Shuler struck out swinging twice. Here's the first pitch to him, in there for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. To Eliza Shuler. Here's a stretch and the 0-2 pitch coming playward and a foul back into the screen. Count stays 0-2. Outfield straight away and in. There's a stretch by Tippy, checks the runner at second base, and fires. Runner goes. They throw down to third. They got him. They got him. 2-5 on the putout. And that's going to do it for... No runs on a hit. There was an error and two runners left. Make it one runner left. And at the end of
5.5. It's the Indians 7 and the Trojans 1. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Phil Hall on the mound now for the Trojans, and Steinke goes over to third. So we move to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and the inning where they the Indians hope this will be their final at bat. So it'll be Rich Gray, followed by Rhett Coker and Cole Anderson, Alexander, here in inning number six. 7 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Newton. A run, 2 hits, 2 errors for Botkins. Botkins, once again out of the Shelby County Athletic League, 0-3 coming into this one, trying to avoid going 0-4. Newton in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, they come in at 3-1. All their games were down in Florida. So, Ridge Gray will step to the plate. He singled in the fifth inning, leading it off. He is 2-for-2
right
today.
Fielder number 13, Ridge Gray.
So, Steinke done for the day. He moves over to third. Hall comes in to pitch. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. Nobody out here in the sixth. Here's the windup and the pitch by Hall. Outside for a ball. 1-1. Hall rocks and fires the 1-1. Line drive out towards center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. So Gray's going to go 3-for-3 on the day. That'll bring up the top of the order, Rhett Coker. Coker reached on an error by the pitcher.
At the plate, the first baseman, number 4, Rhett Coker.
So Coker will stand in, batting left hand with a runner at first base in Gray. Here's the pitch. Nice save by the catcher. Fry. Staring in it right now. He sets and fires. Runner goes swinging the foul back. Or no, foul. Ball gets away from Gray. Going down to second on the wild pitch is Gray. Count is 1-1. I think our next high school game is coming to you from Day Air Ballpark when the Kings Knight takes on the Lebanon Warriors. This pitch. Grounder. Slow roll it down to third. Picks it up. Fires over to first. They get a little high, but they get him. Going over to third will be Gray. So one down, and that will bring up Cole Alexander. Alexander, 2 for 3 on the day. One down with a runner standing over third base in Ridge Gray. Tenth hit of the game for the Newton Indians. First pitch is down low for ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away for Alexander. Here's a stretch. All delivers. Grounder, foul. Down the first base side. An error by the coach on Botkins. Seven to one is our score here in the sixth. There's a stretch and a pitch. And Hall comes in. Hunter comes in. And he is dead to right. Gray is dead to right. I mean, he got three quarters of the way down there, and the catcher, Fry, picked up the ball, and there he was. So two down. Two balls and a strike to Alexander. Tippy on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, the count to Alexander. Two down here in the sixth. Ball four. First walk issued by Hall, and that'll bring up Austin Tippy. Tippy is at a sack fly. Flight out to the first baseman, hit a triple, and scored in the five-run fifth inning for Newton. That ball was smoked out to right center field. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Fry not gonna do anything with it. So stolen base by Alexander. His second of the day. His third on the year. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network. If you would like to advertise, if you know somebody that would like to advertise, give them our number, 937-397-0204. Here's a stretch by Hall. He delivers. Ground ball. Pass the second baseman into right center field. Here comes Alexander. He's going to come around to score, and Tippy's going to stop at first base with an RBI single. So that makes it now 8-1. Tippy hits a triple and a single. So now we're going to have a pinch runner.
Coming in the run, number 28, Alex Schauer.
Alex Schauer coming into the game, and he'll run for Tippy.
The batter, the third baseman, number 3, Brady Downing.
So Alex Schauer is at first base to run for Tippy. Downing will step in. He is 0-3 on the day. Fly to center, struck out, and fly to short. We're in the sixth. And the ground ball, this time going to the third baseman. He's going to fire over to first. Got him, and that's going to do it.
Indians get one run.
That's going to do it for the
two hits.
For Newton, a run on two hits.
After six complete.
There was no errors, and runner left on, and at the end of
Six complete. It's the Newton Indians 8 and the Botkins Trojans 1. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week, Saturday edition and doubleheader edition right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. Or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And to the top half of the seventh inning we go. Rhett Cofer back is on the mound for the
left fielder number two, Meyer.
For the Indians, he is making his third appearance. He started one game. He is 0-1. Here's a fly ball out towards left. That's or right. That's going to get down. Meyer's going to round second, or round first. He's going to go into second standing up with a double. Going to bring up the pitcher and Phil Hall. Hall 0-2.
Stepping in the pitcher, number one, Hall.
Cofer, once again, he's pitched four innings, given up four hits, six runs, five earned, walked eight, struck out five. He's got an 8.75 ERA. Switch with Tippy goes to first, swing and a miss, strike one. Tippy, nine strikeouts on the day. Gave up a run on two hits. There's a stretch by Cofer. He looks back at second. The left-hander delivers. A little pop out towards second, and a nice job by the second baseman, but he dropped it. And runner safe at first. So the runner stays at second in Meyer. So runners at first and second. They're going to give him an error. Throw down to third, and as Meyer was trying to steal third, he decided against it, goes back to second. The pitch was in there for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. 8-1 is our score. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Newton. Here's a pitch, and a ground ball right back to the Cofer over to first, and there's one down. Runners move up. Meyer goes to third. Hall goes to second. That'll bring up Quinn Caning. He is 0-2. He struck out twice. So one down here in the seventh. Seven-run Newton lead. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. Here comes a run in. Run comes in on the wild pitch. Now 8-2. So Meyer scores, Hall goes to third. One ball, no strikes to count. Eight to one is our score. Here's a pop-up. And nobody's going to get that one as it goes into the dugout, the first base dugout.
One and one to count. One down here in the seventh inning. Newton blew it open in the fifth inning with five runs. 8-2 is our score. There's a stretch. Cooper delivers. Down low. 2-1. Cooper sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. One down. Time called. Quinn Koenig stepping back in. Here's the stretch by Cooper. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Trojans are down to their final strike or final out. Cooper will stand in. He is 0-2. He's grounded out to short and fly to short. There's a stretch and a pitch. In the dirt, nice save by the catcher. Bowser. Cooper trying to close it out here for the Indians. Swing and a miss, strike one. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Cooper sets and delivers the 2-1. Just misses outside for a ball. 3-1 to count. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. And dirt for ball four. So that puts Cooper on at first base with a walk. So runners at first and third. And Coach Johnson's going to make a change here. I think they're going to switch runners because Lenhart's out there ready to hit. Yeah, they're going to have a pitch runner going out there for Cooper.
Batter center fielder number 21, Lenhart.
Lenhart will stand in. He is one for one. He's walked, been hit by a pitch and singled. Pitch is in it for a called strike. I think I can't see through the fog. Oh, wait a minute. It's just the grill. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Whatever they're cooking on the grill smells real good. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Runners at first and third with two down. Hall at third. And there's a pinch runner at first. I couldn't see the number. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field or left field. Left fielder has it, and that's the ball game, folks. So Lenhart lines out to the
one run, one hit, one error, and two runners
left on, and at the end of seven, final score 8-1 or 8-2. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Newton. 2 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for the Botkins Trojans. Winning pitcher will be Austin Tippy. His record will go to 2-0. And Carson Stanky will get the loss. So
We'll be back in about 20 minutes with game number two of our doubleheader. Thank you for joining us here for game one. Come back and join us for game two coming up here in about 20 minutes. Till then, this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you in about 20. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Just catch it. Yeah. Thank you very much.